It's Marketing Monday. Good morning. Happy morning to you. Top of the morning, as KDOT says. I am focusing right now on making sure this year is successful when it comes to clinics. I underestimate the value of clinics and plan to maximize each clinic every month for MLK Day, Teacher Professional Day, President's Day, all the days that the kids have out of school. And honestly, I've seen a drop in terms of the clinics for the attendance rate of the clinics. And I'm testing that right now for each location to see, you know, there's a science behind it. I believe that the time that you advertise, the type of flyer, the price point, the location, like all that stuff, it definitely matters. But, you know, this time around, I'm using it as a filler, as a tester. So going to the most populated place where 60% of our customers are from, and having just a clinic that is advertised and marketed to the active clients first, seeing how many of those can be filled and allowing them to come for free by bringing a friend, and then opening it up to the public for $50. So that's an idea that I had. And yeah, you know, you pay for the gym costs, but reading something in some marketing books, most of them are saying whoever can afford to pay the most money to acquire a customer usually wins. And of course, you got to obviously make sure that there's retention and all those things. But that's just an idea that has really been sitting on my soul lately that I'm trying out. And one little tidbit I want to share with everyone. So recently we've had a Facebook ad that got shut down, a lead form ad, which I think is probably the best type of ad out there right now. And Facebook shut it down because it was there's certain questions that Facebook has as pre-filled questions, and if you ask those questions again, then they shut you down. And you can't be too specific, like you can't ask, you know, what gender is your son or daughter, or any of those questions that seem discriminatory. So we had to change that. But I guess the reason I'm telling that to you is because we got an ad back up and running, which is definitely been the most successful ad that we've seen. Two ads that actually are worth mentioning. The first ad is one mentioning if I make this shot. So basically it's a video of you or a trainee or anybody saying, if I make this shot, then I give you a free ad, a free training session. If I miss this shot, then keep scrolling. And literally the ad is like 10 seconds, 15 seconds, because those have the best results. And it works. It's weird how well it works, but it definitely does work and is worth replicating and doing in your local area. And another ad is actually being in the gym that you train out of and speaking directly to that audience, saying, hey, Easley, hey, Greenville, hey, whatever your city is, saying, hey, what your name is, what the mission statement or the vision is for your basketball training business, and who you train, what you do, why you do it, just any of those information that parents usually seem to ask you a lot about, those day-to-day questions, those interpersonal questions, that you can also speak to a mass audience, making a video about that at the gym that you usually train out of and advertising to that local audience usually has great results. So I'm saying all that because that has been something that has been giving us leads on autopilot. Now you definitely got to follow up with those leads, but if you're not doing that, man, and you want more customers, man, it is worthwhile doing it. And honestly, we talk about this in our free course, How to Get Clients Fast. It is a free course, right? Like, you have to sell the crap out of free these days, which is so unfortunate. But you know, I'm noticing people like the dopamine hit of actually buying something or getting something, not usually of taking action on the course. So I'm trying to course correct and make sure that's not me and I'm not a hypocrite for saying that. But dude, check out the course, How to Get Clients Fast, before we actually start charging for it, because we may as well charge for it. Take action on the course, because we talked briefly about that Facebook ad, specifically the if I make this shot ad. And yeah, that's my Marketing Monday. I hope you guys are able to maximize skills clinics and try to get those clinics filled out or those camps filled out, whatever language you use for those events on those off days. And I hope that you consider running a Facebook ad, specifically the If I Make the Shot ad or an introductory ad in the specific city that you train out of and in the specific gym that you train out of. And of course, if you guys want to see these ads and what they look like, I would love to send them to you so you get an idea of it. And yeah, happy Marketing Monday to you, and I hope you make it a great week. Take care.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.